rather good day, and no mistake.
And Holmes said, "Now, my good fellow, tell me all about the fare who followed the two gentlemen down Regent Street this morning."
"Well, sir, he told me he was a detective."
"A detective?"
"That's right, sir. And I heard of him, too. His name was... Mr. Sherlock Holmes."
"The cunning rascal. Are you sure he was following us?"
"Quite sure."
"But why?"
"We have to assume he means you some harm."
"What could he do in the middle of London, surrounded by witnesses?"
"Dr. Mortimer, do any of your neighbours on Dartmoor have a full black beard?"
"Why, yes. Barrymore, Sir Charles's butler."
"Roberts described his fare as, perhaps 40 years of age or more, middle height and dressed like a toff."
"That's rather vague. I suppose it could be Barrymore."
"Where is he at the moment?"
"Well, Dartmoor. He's in charge at Baskerville Hall."
"We must find out if he really is there."
"How can you do that?"
"By sending a telegram to be delivered into his hands only. Is all ready for Sir Henry, please reply at once, or some such. That should let us know by this evening."
"Did he profit at all by Sir Charles's will?"
"Barrymore and his wife had £500 each."
"Did they know about that in advance?"
"Oh, yes."
"Interesting.
I hope you don't suspect everyone who was in the will. Sir Charles left £1,000 to me."
"Tell me about the family. You describe Sir Henry here as the last of the line."
"And so he is. There were three brothers, Mr. Holmes. My father was the eldest, then Uncle Charles and Uncle Roger. They're all three dead now. My father was the only one who ever married."
"And if anything were to happen to you?"
"No idea." "The title and the estate passed to a distant cousin, the Reverend James Desmond. He's 86 and practically bedridden."
"Well, Sir Henry, now you know the whole story, what have you decided?"
"Mr. Holmes, my people have lived at Baskerville Hall for centuries. There's no devil in hell and no man on earth going to stop me from doing the same."
"Excellent.
I plan to go down there as soon as possible and carry on my uncle's work."
"Well said, Sir Henry."
"You mustn't go alone."
"I'll be traveling with him."
"But you have your practice to attend to, and your house is miles from the hall."
"You really think I'm in some kind of danger?"
"Yes, I do."
"It's kind of hard to believe."
"You must take a trusty man who will always be at your side."
"Well, could you come yourself, Mr. Holmes?"
"I'm in the middle of a case, blackmail. I have to stay in London."
"Then who would you recommend?"
"Are you armed?"
"Yes, I thought it best."
"Good. Never relax your guard. Now remember, the neighbours...
The district, anything new on Sir Charles's death.
And whatever else seems relevant, but do try to curb your romantic streak. You're not writing it up for the Strand."
"Not yet."
"Well, maybe not at all. We can't achieve a happy ending."
"You really think that's likely?"
"This is an ugly business, Watson. An ugly, dangerous business. I give you my word. I'll be very glad to see you back safe and sound in Baker Street."
"Holmes... here they come."
"Good morning."
"Morning."
"Were you followed to the station?"
"No, I swear to it."
"Mr. Sherlock Holmes has given up the chase."
"I beg you to take this more seriously."
"Sorry."
"The two of you always kept together?"
"Except for a couple of hours yesterday afternoon. I went to the College of Surgeons."
"And I had a stroll around Hyde Park."
"Alone?"
"Well, yes."
"That was very imprudent of you."
"I didn't run into any trouble."
"You were lucky."
"Mr. Holmes, this arrived yesterday evening."
"Everything prepared for Sir Henry Barrymore, Baskerville Hall."
"Well, I suppose it was a long shot."
"And that's not the only bit of news."
"Something else has happened."
"Take a look."
"You found your boot."
"And lost a different one."
"Not at the hotel."
"From my own room. Vanishing boots seem to be the specialty of the house."
"I'm only sorry I recommended the place."
"Forget it. It was pretty beat up anyhow. Not quite the thing for the lord of the manor, I guess." "Well, Mr. Holmes, any last instructions?"
"Yes. I want you to remember one thing."
"What's that?"
"The words of the old legend. Keep away from the moor in the hours of darkness when the powers of evil are exalted."